Hello, welcome to A Little Grace to Grow. And today I want to talk to you about God's fruit inspectors. That's right. It's interesting, I was reading through Mark 12 a couple years ago, actually, and the Lord really ministered to my heart through this passage. There's a parable here where the Lord tells us about a man who had invested in a vineyard, and he had hired men to oversee it while he would travel away. And after a while, this man sent different servants to go check on the vineyard. And as he would send these servants, the husbandmen, those who were taking care of the vineyard, were very rough, violent to the messengers. And finally, the owner of the vineyard had sent his own son, and we find that those who were responsible to care for the vineyard decided, well, we'll kill him and we'll take the vineyard ourselves. And so let me read this. It's in Mark 12, verses 1 through 8. And he began to speak unto them by parables. A certain man planted a vineyard and set an hedge about it, and digged a place for the wine fat, and built a tower, and let it out to husbandmen, and went into a far country. And at the season he sent to the husbandmen a servant, that he might receive from the husbandmen of the fruit of the vineyard. And they caught him, and beat him, and sent him away empty. And again he sent unto them another servant, and at him they cast stones, and wounded him in the head, and sent him away shamefully handled. And again he sent another, and him they killed, and many others, beating some and killing some. Having yet therefore one son, his well-beloved, he sent him also last unto them, saying, they will reverence my son. But those husbandmen said among themselves, this is the heir, come, let us kill him, and the inheritance shall be ours. And they took him and killed him, and cast him out of the vineyard. I'm going to go ahead and read a couple other scriptures with this. Verse 9, what shall therefore the Lord of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the husbandmen, and will give the vineyard unto others. So as the Lord is talking to a number of the Pharisees and Sadducees, those of the Sanhedrin, he's obviously, the intent of the parable is to help them understand that God had given them a great possession, which included the oracles of God, the Word of God. And it was their responsibility to produce spiritual fruit, good fruit with this. And yet what had taken place was these men literally had taken it upon themselves and used it for their own good. And now the Lord Jesus, who is God's Son, has come, and he is testifying of what they're going to do to him. They're going to kill him. And inevitably, the parable is against the Pharisees. But there's such a practical application to this I want us all to get. So once again, consider this. Okay, so there's this vineyard. This man owns this vineyard. He has the right to get fruit from this vineyard. Though he's not there, it's his. He has hired people to take care of it. It's produced. He sends messengers. He sends men to check on the fruit, and they are mistreated. Nevertheless, he's going to take care of business there when all is said and done. Now, having said that, I want you to consider this. According to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, God tells us as believers that we are stewards of the manifold grace of God. That is, we're responsible for what God has given us. In John chapter 15, verses 1 through 11, the Bible tells us we are supposed to be fruit-bearing Christians. We're supposed to bear fruit. Now, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23 tell us what kind of fruit that is. The Bible tells us that the fruit of the Spirit, and I'll name a few, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Actually, I named all of them. Those are the byproduct of the Spirit of God working in us and through us. love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. Those are... My phone went off. How about that? Those are the kind of fruit, that's the kind of fruit that's supposed to be manifest in our lives. And so sometimes we can manifest love and joy and peace when things are going well. Anybody can. When the refrigerator's full, when there's money in the bank, and when people are treating us kindly, well, it's easy to manifest that fruit. And in because of that, there are seasons where we may think we are right with the Lord. We're the kind of person God wants us to be. And so God sends fruit inspectors. He may send a thorny person, somebody who's difficult to get along with your way. He may send someone who is very cynical or critical, maybe even of you, and they're complainers, and they continue to test you. They put you on edge, and you find yourself walking on eggshells when you're in their presence. Well, why are these people there, okay? It could be that God has sent them to check your fruit. Do you have patience? Do you have long-suffering? Do you have gentleness and kindness and goodness in spite of the way you feel around them? You see, inevitably, God knows all. Romans 8:28 tells us all things work together for good to them that love God. So there are no accidents with the people that come in our lives. But it's not just people. Temptation can come to your life. Sometimes there are temptations that we may think we're fine, but then all of a sudden there's the temptation of easy wealth, but we might have to compromise our integrity to do it. Easy wealth. Oh, we might have to neglect the house of God. We might even have to do some things that are unscrupulous to get this, to obtain this wealth. And so we don't know. As long as the temptation's not there for the ease of that money, then we can't say whether or not we have the fruit of the Spirit, the temperance, the self-restraint. But when it comes, it might be lust. It may be a lustful situation. If you were put in a situation, how would you respond? Obviously, we're supposed to avoid temptation when possible. But the fact of the matter is sometimes temptation comes. They come to test us. It is a fruit inspection. Sometimes disappointment comes to our lives. You've prepared for something, and it just doesn't pan out the way you had planned. Or maybe you had put your trust in an individual to take care of a responsibility, and they did not do it. And so now you're left hanging, and the project looks bad on you, and you're just disappointed. You had bigger plans for it. Your heart's heavy because of this. And how are you going to act? You're going to get bitter? You're going to get upset? You're going to complain? Or will the fruit of the Spirit be manifest in your life? Oh, here's another one, tragedy. Sometimes great tragedy comes to our lives. I mean, none of us are looking for that, but let's look at Job and see how he responded. There's a fellow that was able to endure great tragedy and still manifest what we could say, faith, great faith, and patience with the Lord and with his circumstances. Those would be considered fruit of the Spirit. And so sometimes these things come to our lives to test our fruit. And so I don't know what's going on in your life today, but I do know this. Before the fruit inspectors show up, it's so important for us to walk in the Spirit. You see, the people that don't like the fruit inspectors are the people that are not walking in the Spirit. I mean, none of us would say we rejoice in disappointment, tragedy, or temptation. But it's interesting that James would say, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations or tests. Why would he say that? Well, he would only say that to those who are walking in the Spirit. Because if you're not, those fruit inspectors, they're not pleasant to be around. So in the meantime, abide in Christ, walk with the Lord, be ready. The fruit inspectors are coming, whether you're ready or not. Especially, well, especially to you believers. That's who I'm talking to, those who know Christ as their Savior. God bless you and have a fantastic day.